up to minimum raise means to come to order.
I will think.
We have a new member joining us. Senator Fisher.
I heard them do that.
And a sign. Welcome, Senator Fisher, to the committee.
Yeah, it's neat to trade a 3-day a week, 8 o'clock, maybe for a 4-day a week.
Paper submitted, or should be. We're going to open the public hearing on House Bill 2095. And Dallas, do you want to come and give us an overview?
Okay. Madam Chair, members of the committee, House Bill 2095 increases the maximum limit for certain fees charged by the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. It was referred to the House Education Committee with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. It has been reported out of the House Education Committee. You have before you a, I believe, copy of the testimony from Mr. Mighton that he'll be presenting, and also there's a fiscal impact that has been presented.
Okay. Mr. Mighton, would you like to come forward?
Good morning, Madam Chair and members of the committee. I'm David Mighton, Executive Director of the Teacher Standards and Practices Commission. Last March, CSPC asked that House Bill 2095 be pre-session filed to authorize an increase in the limit of license fees. We did not need this limit increase for the 1999-2001 budget, which has been approved and signed by the governor. But in 2001-2003, we will require a fee increase in order to prepare a balanced budget. I have provided a flowchart here, a graph that shows the history of the fee increases. The blue line is the fee required, and the red line is the statutory limit. You can see in my printed testimony that the fees were increased, and the fee ceiling was increased in 1983. And again in 1991, we're asking for an increase again at this time that would, we anticipate, result in a $15 fee increase for the 2001-2003 budget. Although the increase would allow a fee to go as high as $100, we're projecting $75 for 2001-2003. The second postcard that I have here compares the fees that CSPC charges with other licensing bodies in the state, and educators are in that last bar on the right of the chart. Professional educators pay currently pay a fee of $20 a year if they hold a 3-year license, and $15 a year if they hold the standard or continuing license, which is valid for 5 years. The Commission is an other funds agency, and we do have a dedicated account so that any ending balances are carried forward into the next biennium. Since the last fee increase, we have accumulated a balance which has been slowly depleted in subsequent biennium, and that has also been increased. The rate of decline of the ending balance has been decreased by legislative authority to invest about $200,000 during the current and the upcoming biennium to make our computer system Y2K compliant. We're currently running a Wang VS6 system that was built in 1985, and we have a project underway that will upgrade us to a Windows-based NT SQL Server system by the end of December of this year. We respectfully request an increase in the ceiling to enable us to plan for the 2001-2003 biennium.
Any questions? Senator Fisher.
Yeah, a couple of questions, if I might. Number one, how long have you been at the $60 ceiling? As I read here, you were raised last from in 1991. And how long have you actually been at the 60 ceiling? Then two, if you're spending $200,000 on this system this year and still not in real serious trouble with the ending balance, why wouldn't it gain then in 2001 when you're done with that $200,000 expenditure, you gain back $60 though?
Madam Chair, Senator Fisher, in the third paragraph on the handout to you, I indicated that the last fee increase was in October 1994. We went to the $60. The second part of your question had to do with why we would not be enjoying some increase in revenue over the next 2 years that would help to rebuild the ending balance. Increase government service charges and inflation have resulted in a budget for 1999-2001 that will reduce our ending balance to just 2 months ending balance. The DAS recommendations are that we should have a minimum of 3 months ending balance. The budget was approved, however, with the 2 months ending balance based on the fact that July and August are our heaviest months in terms of revenue, and so it was felt that that was satisfactory for this current biennium. That the ending balance at the end of 2003 will be unacceptable, even with drastic budget cuts during 2001-2003.
Any other questions?
Well, just to follow up on that, I'm still not clear that the $200,000 that you're spending for during this basically coming biennium, or was that $200,000 from the last biennium?
Part of it
over into
part of it, $123,000 was approved out of the 1997-99 biennium, and the remaining $70,000 is approved out of 1999-2001.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
If that's the case, you would anticipate at least an extra $70,000 in the next biennium gain, would you not? Or approaching that?
Madam Chair, Senator Fisher, we do not anticipate a growth in the number of licenses issued. So therefore, we're not anticipating that we would have the equivalent of $70,000 additional revenue. What we will have is less expenditure, but our ending balance has accumulated since 1994 when the fee went to $60. The Commission has attempted over the years to have fee increases as infrequent as possible, in part because of the difficulty of implementing new fee structures. And so we usually increase the fee in an increment to an even number of dollars with the anticipation that we will achieve a surplus for the first years of the new fee structure and gradually spend down the ending balance prior to requesting another fee increase.
Thank you, Madam Chair. David, I'm probably kind of changing directions here, but we're all aware of the charter school bill. How is that charter school bill affect the licensure, the charter school teacher licensure in terms of the TSTC?
Chair, Representative Backman, the bill that was approved in the Senate that is going back to the House for concurrence would establish a $50 fee for the registration process for charter schools, maximum of $50.
Any other questions? Senator Nelson?
David, it seems like when you've been out visiting our folks, and I know you've been out there to serve, it seems to me at one point they were talking about these were a liability, but difficult for some of the people in that area because, in the Eastern Oregon region, because either the school ended up having to pay them and it was a hardship on them because they got somebody late entrance or something like that. Could you comment on that, or is that, am I on the right track, or where am I at with that?
And Chair, Senator Nelson, the issue that your constituents raised was around the special fee for expedited service. In 1997, the legislature directed us to provide expedited service at the district's request and authorized a fee of up to $100 for that special handling. If a person applies in the normal stream of mail in July or August, our normal turnaround time is 30 calendar days. If we have a request for expedited service, we're required to turn that license in 2 days, and that requires extra handling. And for that extra service, the legislature authorized this special fee. People in the Columbia Basin complain that they get a lot of Washingtonians who apply late in the summer for their teaching position, and so they have a disproportionate number of those late application fees to pay. We anticipate that we will issue around 1,500 licenses during the course of this biennium with expedited service. The truth of the matter is the districts all over the state do use that service, even in the Portland metropolitan area. And it's primarily a fee that is either because people didn't apply for a teaching license on completion of their Oregon teacher education program, or out-of-state people who waited to apply until they were sure they had an Oregon job. Yes, we're not asking for an adjustment in that fee, just the regular license.
Representative Bedworth?
Thank you. I just had a question about raising the ceiling to $100. What do you anticipate then the fee to rise to for the next biennium?
For 2001-2003, we project $75.
And do you see a steady increase up to the, do you anticipate hitting that $100 cap in the very near future?
No, we do not. We would anticipate two biennia at least without any further increase.
Thank you.
Representative Williams, thank you. David, did you recently increase the FTE in your approved budget?
Madam Chair, Representative Winters, we received three reclasses of positions, but no increase.
So you just elevated the depth?
Yes, we reclassified two office specialists, one as office specialist twos, and we received approval to reclass during the middle of this biennium a position for our information specialist to what will be called a support services supervisor.
I noted that you're anticipating over about 30,000 in your new teaching license. What percentage increase is that over this biennium?
Madam Chair, Representative Winters, we do not anticipate an increase in the number of licenses issued in 1999-2001 over the current biennium. We're currently budgeted for 31,500, and that's the number that we based our budget for next biennium on. Actually, we anticipated the same amount of licenses issued. Where the decrease came, you may recall from my earlier appearances before you in January, the fingerprint program is being phased out. And as a result of that, statutory sunset on the fingerprint for renewal of licenses, we will experience a decline in revenue. But the revenue decline is essentially on paper because out of every $42 fee we collect for fingerprinting, we pay $12 to the state police and $24 to the FBI. And the $6 is essentially consumed in printing, postage, and handling. So we do not anticipate a drastic change in our budget cash flow as a result of that sunset, but on paper it does make it look like we're dropping in revenue rather sharply.
What's your current ending balance?
Madam Chair, Representative Winters, our current ending balance for 1999 or 2001?
No. 99, and what do you project for 2001?
Our projection for 2001 is the number I had on the top of my head, and that's just about $200,000. The ending balance for this year will be about $350,000, out of which the expenditures for the computer system will be partly deducted.
Senator Charles?
Within the profession itself, do you know of any objection to raising the fee limit?
Madam Chair, Senator Cho, we do not. We believe we have support from both the Oregon Education Association and the Confederation of School Administrators for this fee structure.
Seems like if you look at the comparison of professional fees, that professional educator fees are low as compared to most. I know you don't have medical doctors on there. Don't you consider them professional?
Madam Chair. We'd have to redesign our graph.
Mr.
Chair, Madam Chair, rather, and Senator Coe, the reason that TSPC fees can be lower than other licensing boards, in all honesty, is the high volume. We have 70,000 licensed educators, and if you take all those other licensing boards together, they fairly exceed 70,000.
Representative Warner?
Thank you. The budget that we passed earlier, did that include an anticipation of 2095 passing and increased revenues?
Madam Chair, Representative Leonard, it does not. It was funded at the current fees. This is a request in order to put together a budget for 2001-2003.
This would go into effect, however, as it would go into effect 30 days after the governor signs it.
I believe this would go into effect 120 days after signature.
120 days, normally. Okay.
It doesn't have an emergency clause on it.
What happens to the increased revenue between now and the end of the biennium, given that we've approved an expenditure limitation for your agency?
Madam Chair, Representative Leonard, this is just a ceiling. It has to be approved by, any increase would have to be approved by DAS, and it has to be approved then in the subsequent legislative session. This request is to authorize a lifting of the ceiling with the anticipation that the fee increase would occur in January 2002.
Do you know the answer, Dave, to that question?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the subcommittee, I'm Dave Fager from DAS Budget Management. For Representative Leonard's question, the answer is that there are two phases to increasing fees for all in all agencies. One is the authority for the actual fee cap. In other words, the agencies cannot increase independently fees above the cap, the statutory cap, which is in law. Secondly, when they do increase their fees, they do have to come to the legislature with an approved budget increase in expenditure authority to be able to spend those revenues. What we have here is an ideal example of an agency that recognizes the increases that are coming, is projecting ahead to 2001-2003, is requesting an increase to the fee cap, and if that cap is approved now, then they can plan for an increase in their budget for 2001-2003 with the cap already approved. That is the ideal sequence that the agency should go through.
Madam Chair.
Representative Leonard.
So you're not going to charge the increased fees if we pass 2095 until the next biennium? I should say the one following the one coming.
Madam Chair, Representative Leonard. In effect, what you're doing now is authorizing an increase in the fee cap in statute. The commission could, if they wanted to, increase the fee before 2001-2003. However, even if they did so, they couldn't spend the dollars because they're not approved to be spent by the legislature. The legislature then could revisit that issue next time if there were issues with the fee.
I'm not sure that was exactly an answer to the question I asked. Is the plan to charge the increased fees before the beginning of the next of the brain and fall in the one coming?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Leonard, I'll defer to Dave Mighton to answer what the intentions of the commission actually are.
Madam Chair, Representative Leonard, in the fourth paragraph of the printed testimony, we indicate that a $15 increase will be required in January 2002.
Where's that again? I'm sorry.
The fourth paragraph.
On the testimony. Okay. 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 I'm still not sure. Maybe it's Monday and I'm not quite catching this, but are you planning to charge any of the increased fees in House Bill 2095 before July 1, 2001?
Madam Chair, Representative Leonard, no, we do not.
Then do you have an objection if the bill were to say that, that those fees don't go into effect until July 1, 2001?
We wouldn't have any problem with that. We're not anticipating. Our budget is approved and has sufficient ending balance with the current for 99-2001.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
Madam Chair, if I could just speak to one of the reasons for bringing this forward, if that's not entirely clear. An agency faces a difficult situation to be in a session where you're trying to get a fee ceiling increase and the budget through at the same time, because the as you can see from this bill, it came to the Education Committee, mm-hmm. where the budget process is through Ways and Means Committee. And so you're kind of having those two bills playing tag throughout the legislative session, and it makes it rather difficult.
Well, the Ways and Means Committee can hold the budget until your sessions are filled.
Mm-hmm.
So there, that is doable. It's a little more difficult, but
yeah.
It's possible. Representative Leonard, thank you. Probably this question is answered by you, our doc, but what is the minimum ending balance as recommended by DOS? Because it seems like this is driven by the ending balance issue.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Leonard, members of the subcommittee, Dave Fager from DAS Management. DAS recommends an operating budget ending balance of approximately 3 months of your continuing expenditures.
Any other questions?
Just for clarification, are these fees annual?
Renewal, I guess that's Representative Edwards. The fees are for the life of the license, and most of our licenses are 3-year licenses.
Okay.
A large, significant segment of the educators also hold a 5-year license, and so currently the maximum fee, average fee for a person who holds a regular license is $20. If they hold the standard license, it's $15 a year.
Per year. That's per year.
Per year. And the reason why I'm asking that is your chart there talks about renewal, and then you have annual, and then you're laying it up against all these others. So I don't know if you're saying what you said is that little piece is $20 or $15, depending on. Okay.
I'm sure many licensing boards have a higher fee for the initial license and then a lower fee for renewal.
So $15 per year, so if they have a 3-year renewal, it would be $35.
The fee for an application is $60 currently. If they have a 3-year license, it actually figures out to $20 a year.
Right. Okay. Any other questions?
I'm sure. I think they ought to be commended for coming forward in advance with this so we know, and then the planning ahead. I think if they would do both at the same time, it, you know, it's not impossible to get it done, as you indicate, but I think this is better.
Yes.
I agree.
Any other comments or questions? Do you have anything left to say or move on to?
Thank you very much for considering this request.
Thank you very much. This is a public hearing on House Bill 2095. And that completes our business for the day. Dallas, did you have any?
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Okay.